Hey, everybody. Welcome back for another episode of the 5-Minute Discipleship Podcast. My name is Lauren Hicks, and on this podcast, I share 5-Minute episodes to help you grow in your faith. This podcast is about discipleship and spiritual growth. It's my prayer that these short episodes inspire you and encourage you to be a fully devoted follower of Jesus Christ. If you're new to the podcast, let me invite you to subscribe on your favorite podcast app so that you can join us each day. Today on the podcast, we are talking about how victory does not depend on the size of our resources. Recently, I was speaking with a pastor who had just returned from overseas ministry in the country of Vietnam. He told story after story of people who were healed of physical illnesses during the services. Even a dead man received his hearing after the church prayed for his healing. I asked the pastor the question, why is the church in Vietnam experiencing regular miracles of healing when it's not as common here in the United States? The pastor responded, it's because of the simplicity of their faith. The people truly believe that God will heal them. The conversation challenged me, and it prompted me to consider the level of my own faith and trust in God. You know, in affluent cultures, our tendency is to trust our own resources. We look for earthly answers instead of heavenly solutions. Instead of looking to the Lord, we ask, what can we do? What resources can we gather? How can we solve our own problems? I'm convinced as long as we trust in our own resources, you and I will see very little of God's power in our lives. Why would God intervene if we leave him out? Why would God do miraculous things if we act as if we don't need him? So let me give you something to think about today. Victory does not depend on the size of our resources, but on the power and sovereignty of God. This truth reminds me of Psalm chapter 20, verse 7 that says, some trust in chariots and some in horses, but we trust in the name of the Lord our God. One of the greatest examples of this principle in Scripture is the story in Judges chapter 7 of a man named Gideon. Remember, it was God that chose Gideon. In terms of status, Gideon said that he was the least in his family and that his family was the least in his tribe, meaning, I'm the last person you should be talking to. But God does not choose the way the world chooses. By using a man like Gideon, everyone would see that it was not man, but God who brought the deliverance. It's really an incredible story. The Midianites, who were attacking Israel, had an army of 135,000 soldiers. In contrast, Gideon was only able to find 32,000 soldiers. But listen to what the Bible says in Judges chapter 7, verse 2. The Lord said to Gideon, you have too many men. I cannot deliver Midian into their hands, or Israel would boast against me. My own strength has saved me. As the story continues, we see that God reduces Gideon's army down to only 300 men. From a human perspective, 300 soldiers facing the vast Midianite army seemed absurd. But God was not concerned with human logic. He was teaching Gideon and all of us a crucial lesson. It wasn't the size of Gideon's army that would bring victory. It was the size of his God. You know, in our lives, you and I often face challenges that seem insurmountable. We may feel inadequate, outnumbered, and overwhelmed. Yet the story of Gideon reminds us that God specializes in using small numbers to accomplish his purposes. He delights in taking the weak and insignificant and using them to display his power and glory. So, whatever battles you are facing today, remember that victory is not contingent upon your own strength or resources. Place your trust in God, who can do great things with small numbers. Allow him to work through you and watch as he accomplishes the extraordinary. And here's today's challenge. Rest in this truth today. Victory does not depend on the size of your resources. Let's put our faith in the greatness of our God. Hey, thanks again for joining me for today's episode. I hope you have a wonderful day. And until next time, let's continue on our journey as followers of Jesus.